The Osgood File, sponsored by Walgreens. Taking control of diabetes takes an extra hand, so count on Walgreens for 24/7 expert pharmacy advice and savings right at the corner of happy and healthy. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It's beginning to look like the Cold War is back.
Mr. Putin, tear down these walls.
More after this from Charlie. Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk sat down with President Obama, vowing that Ukraine would never surrender its independence, even if the Crimea secedes and joins Russia.
We fight for our freedom, we fight for our independence, and we will never surrender.
He says Sunday's referendum in the Crimea is a sham because everybody knows what the result will be, and President Obama made it clear what our response would be.
We completely reject a referendum patched together with Russian military personnel basically taking over Crimea.
So what next? Well, recruit allies for the coming fight. First step for the Prime Minister of Ukraine, make it crystal clear which world he wants to join.
Ukraine is and will be a part of the Western world.
And to make it clear that Ukraine wants peace.
But it's difficult to have any kind of talk having the barrel knocked at your head.
And appeal to a nation that knows how difficult it can be to break away from an ambitious empire.
My country feels that the United States stands by the Ukrainian people.
But Ukraine carries a lot of baggage, a bankrupt economy for one thing, and a government that by all accounts is about as corrupt as it gets. That's part of the reason Ukraine has been unable to move closer to joining the European Union. But thanks to Vladimir Putin, the West now seems ready to look past the country's finances. Something about the ghost of the USSR rising from the grave makes a balance sheet look not quite so important anymore. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.